Mining in Space, Part 5. One brave lady from New Zealand did go to that first recruitment training, and I envied her with a passion at the time. Now, of course, we have other grandmaster designers and innovators who have joined Richard Branson's ranks to reduce the costs of travelling into space and ultimately to purchase property so that settlements can be built on other worlds. Naturally, much of the employment that would initially be offered would be in the mining industry, because from the surrounding lands of these same settlements, the big miners of the earth will take up their positions around these new towns and cities. I am an avid space material reader. I love that type of genre, and already I am imagining daily flights to the moon or somewhere out there and back. I can already envisage people lining up to go to work and coming home on weekends, just like the interaction that goes on here upon this earth between countries. I would presume that water, being our greatest commodity need, will fulfil the first searches that go out. I think that water will become the new, in quotes, oil of space, end of quotes. I share my excitement at new frontiers and possibilities with the same nagging doubts about man's abuse of nature and his environment. Eventually, greed will set in, as it always does. Violence that supports this greed will be rampant, and life will be the same as it is here on this earth. Not eternal peace, as one might wish, but a continuation of life as we know it now. I wonder if the moon will be the first stop, being that it is a key contender for its mining potential. There again, there are also asteroids out there. There's talk of bringing several home here to Earth, because some are not very big and could easily be lassoed and towed to home base. Not being a scientist myself, I can only see an asteroid reducing drastically in size as it hits our atmosphere. Therefore, the asteroid would no doubt be very large indeed to begin with. Imagine bringing one home tethered to your spaceship. Possibilities are endless and open to all and anyone who might want to become involved. And that is the end of part 5.